Tricia Fields is in the studio with me tonight. She's a wonderful writer who lives close by in Liberty, Indiana. Her first book, The Territory, won the Tony Hillerman Prize. She followed that up with Scratch Gravel Road, and tonight we're going to talk about her new third thriller, which is titled Wrecked. I'm glad you could join us on Around Cincinnati, Tricia.
Thanks, Barbara. It's great to be here.
There are many intriguing elements in this novel and your other ones, but I think it's safe to say that location is fundamental. So tell us about this scratch gravel place that this book takes place in.
West Texas is just a beautiful area of the country to me, far West Texas especially. It's remote and dry, and it's the Chihuahuan Desert, and the Rio Grande flows through it, but mostly it's the remote aspect that I like the most. And so when it came time to set up a location for a mystery, that remote desert just really appealed to me.
So is it a place you've gone? It's a far cry from Liberty, Indiana.
Yeah, it's a lot different than Liberty. We spent 2 weeks there doing research for the fourth book in this series over the summer, and we spent time doing some whitewater rafting on the Rio Grande. That was really exciting, through the Big Bend National Park. In fact, I think the highlight of the trip was we were on a marked road and drove for 2 hours without seeing another car. So that's how remote it is.
And, of course, on the border, yes.
Right.
With the U.S. and Mexico. So you have a wonderful heroine. Her name is Josie Gray. She's the chief of police in this little town. She's an independent sort, but she's got a guy in her life. He's in extreme danger and wrecked. So tell us about Josie and what she's like.
I think Josie is the kind of person who, she grew up with a tough life. Her father died in a line of duty accident when she was 8, and her mother raised her. Her mom had enough grief of her own to deal with, plus she had some personal demons that she had to deal with, and Josie just kind of raised herself. In the process, though, she grew up tough and determined, and she learned to solve problems on her own, and I think it led her to become a great police officer. What it didn't do for her, though, was make her very good with relationships, and so she struggles with commitment and being able to trust people. So her relationship with Dylan, which has been going on for a couple years, it's strained sometime because of her inability to commit.
One of the things that keeps us intrigued and wrecked is that somebody does get killed, as often happens in thrillers. And there's a lot of puzzling about physically how this happened and how could it happen and what happened afterwards. One of the things I was curious about is when you're writing thrillers, do you have to do a fair amount of research about how people get killed so that you can recreate that in some way?
I worry sometimes if people look at my search record on the internet, they probably would worry about me. I do. I think a lot about murder and especially about just the procedural part of it. The series is considered a police procedural, so I have to get the investigation correct. My husband, incidentally, is an Indiana state trooper. He's an investigator, so he's a great help. But especially with this book, there were some pretty specific details in the investigation that I had to get right as far as the angle of the shot and timing and so on. So I plot the book very carefully, but the pieces in the investigation I sort of discover along with the police. And so that sort of keeps the excitement up for me as well. I sort of learn with the police.
Before we went on air tonight, I said to you that reoccurring characters, which Josie Gray is in your novels, begin to feel like old friends to the reader. And I'm wondering, as their creator, as her creator, what do you like best about a reoccurring character?
I think there's a character arc for each book, but I think in my mind, there's also a character arc for the whole series. I know how I want Josie to grow within each of the books, but I also want her to grow throughout the, you know, evolution of the series.
So it is like an old friend and a real life relationship, if you will, with another person where we all hopefully have our arcs that we're continuing to move forward in our life. And that's a fascinating way to think of a character, I think. It's not a static character, but rather in process.
I think especially in her relationships with people, both friends and her romantic relationships, I think she's constantly trying to grow, but it seems like she takes 2 steps forward and 1 step back, like many of us do.
Real life, yes. Tell me how you started writing, and were you always interested in writing thrillers, or did you start with poetry, or how did it come to you?
I had been writing for quite a few, really since college. In about 2011, I was doing some research for a trip I was going to take to Mexico. We were going to spend about 4 weeks living in the country and learning about the culture and the people. And at that time, the U.S. consulate said that travel was to be banned that summer because of the increased kidnappings. It was at that time when I was doing quite a bit of writing, and I decided, you know, this would be a great place for a mystery series to take place, right along the border with Mexico. Of course, you always want conflict in a mystery series, so that's sort of where the series grew out of, in my interest in Mexico and the cartels and all of the drama across the border, and developing the series around that area seemed like a good fit for me.
And I love that you've made it very small town. So as we hear the big overview of what's happening along the border, but this really brings it home in many ways. So will we be seeing more of Josie Gray?
Yes, I have just finished up the fourth book, Firebreak. It's gone to the editor now, so.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it'll be out next March.
I trust we'll see you again then.
I hope so.
Thanks so much. Thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I've been talking with Tricia Fields about her latest book, which is titled Wrecked. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray. So keep